back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, June 25th, 7:32 Central Time. Joining me in studio this morning, Michael Ritzman, who is a trainee, I guess. You're preparing to go serve as a missionary. Welcome to the studio, Michael.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You have a great voice for radio. You should do this more often.
Well, okay, you did say I could wear the earphones, and if you'll notice, I'm not wearing the earphones. And what did I say?
Because you were afraid of hearing yourself, because you get distracted.
Yeah, when I hear myself, I listen to myself, and then I stop talking. So I choose to go without today.
Michael, tell us, where are you preparing to go as a missionary?
I am preparing to go to Papua New Guinea.
Very good. And we have other missionaries there as well. I know we've had a chance to talk with some of the missionaries who are serving in Papua New Guinea.
We do. I'm sorry. I say Papua. Everyone says Papua because there's a U in there.
And right.
It's distracting. I say Papua.
I'm sure that they'll make sure you get it right when you're there.
Right. That's part of my training is to get that right.
What will you be doing in Papua New Guinea?
Well, Andy, before I answer that question, what I will be doing in Papua New Guinea, I think we should just talk about what's going on there because that'll help set the context for what I'm doing. You did mention, yes, we have just sent a pastor there last year, the Reverend Jeffrey Horn. Mm-hmm. We are sending another pastor any day now. If he's listening, he'll hate me for saying that. Pastor Peter Haugen, and he and his family will be going to Papua New Guinea. And So we have two pastors there who will be doing their pastoral duties, teaching, preaching, all that wonderful stuff. I will be following behind, not as a ordained minister. I'm not a pastor. I am an accountant. I'm a business guy. So my role is finance, property management, resource acquisition, basically. I'm a church secretary, so if you can imagine for a moment, if you will, picture a church, a congregation, pastor, but there is no church secretary.
Sure.
It's a horrible thought, isn't it?
I prefer the term administrator.
Administrator? They're not secretaries anymore?
Well, they can be secretaries, but it sounds like some of the duties you'll be carrying involve more than typing letters.
Correct. Yes. There's being a rather undeveloped country. Yeah. There's a lot of logistic challenges.
Sure.
Internet spotty, electricity spotty, you know, the kind of things that you need to like run a radio show and stuff like that. So, yeah, that'll be one of the things to get to do there is to get these basic channels set up. We would love to be able to communicate from Papua New Guinea, things like Skype chats, communicate with home office, all that kind of stuff. And that's what we need there to be able to let people know what we're doing there.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
I know I've had a chance to talk with both the Haugens and the Horns the Haugens as in their preparation about the time that they were, I think, finishing up orientation. I got to talk with them and the Horns got to talk with them. I believe we talked on a cell phone.
Yes, kinda, they have cell phones. Yeah.
Depending on where they were, they were able to get pretty good service, and we were able to talk about the work that they're doing there. Now, I think Pastor Horn is working with a seminary. Is that correct? I think he's doing some teaching.
Yes, he is. Right, and that's a major reason why we're going there because we used to. Be there. Oh, I say we. The LCMS had a rather large contingent of missionaries in Papua New Guinea and had a seminary and we're doing all that is involved in that. And it hasn't been the case over the years. That's diminished. So we're going back. Reverend Horn is the first one back in quite a few years. And so we're trying to reestablish really our presence there.
Very good. So you'll be taking care of administrative things to keep everything moving along, kind of like Acts chapter 6, where we see that the apostles, some of the folks were complaining that they were being overlooked. Widows were complaining that they were being overlooked in the daily distribution of the food, and they're complaining to the apostles. The apostles said, "Well, it's not right for us to give up the ministry of word and prayer to wait on tables." Let's call some faithful men to support this work and do some of these administrative duties, like waiting on tables or answering phone calls or making sure the bills are paid, all those things, doing some accounting.
It fits along with our doctrine of vocation, mm-hmm. where, you know, right, I do what I do, you know, business, finance, so that they can do what they do, teaching and preaching.
Right.
Right. Frees them up from those tasks that, you know, take them away from that. Exactly.
Sure. And to do it faithfully, to do what you do and do it faithfully is important.
With grace.
Right.
Because we stumble. We don't, you know, we're not perfect. We have times when, you know, we don't do everything we should, but yeah, there's much grace.
So you'll have a chance then, in your duties there, you'll also have a chance to worship then, I gather, with, either with Pastor Horn, Pastor Haugen, and is there a small congregation or what's the setting that you'll be in? Do you know?
Yes, there's a, it's called Good News Lutheran Church, mm-hmm. but, we're on the radio, aren't we? See, I was going to write the word out and you wouldn't, it's spelled G-U-D-N-U-I-S, mm-hmm. N-U-I-S, newest, mm-hmm. newest. But when you say it, good news, and it sounds the way it should. So yes, Good News Lutheran Church is what they've got there.
Thank you for that illustration.
Sorry, I know we're limited by our media, so I had to.
We are not limited. You explained it. It turned out just fine.
Oh, well. Good.
So what are you learning this week in orientation? How is the new missionary orientation helpful to you?
That's a great question. Let me phrase it like this. What I learned is, as I came here to the International Center where we are located in the KFUO studios, one of the first impressions I got was there is a large support network for missionaries. I had no idea. I had no idea what was going on in this building until I got here and saw for myself the support staff, the administration, all aspects of missionary support, communications, mission advancement, all the help and all the professionals, all the people here that are working mm-hmm. to support the missionaries in a specific role. Again, the doctrine of vocation, these professionals who are here specifically to help me and other missionaries do what we do. That made a big impression upon me the very first day.
What prompted you to consider this opportunity to even think about serving as a missionary?
How much time do we have? You asked a big question.
We've got just a couple of minutes left.
I can condense it.
Okay.
You want me to give the
sure.
quick story?
Sure, about 2 minutes.
Told you about Pastor Horn. Mm-hmm. Told you about Pastor Haugen. Mm-hmm. These are two friends of mine before they got their missionary calls. And so I got to sit and watch them go through the process. I got to ask them questions. Why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. You know, not in a, you know, what's wrong with you? Do you need help? But I mean, well, I'm actually curious, why would you do this? You know, I wanted to know.
Why would you pack up your family and move to the other side of the world?
It seems kind of odd. So... and they explained to me exactly why. There is a need there. There's people there who don't have the seminary training that they should. There's young pastors over there who want to serve but don't have the education or the knowledge. And so we're going over there to give them that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you know, to fulfill the Great Commission. And they are directly involved in it. And I thought, okay, well, yeah, that's why you do it. It was Pastor Haugen. Who said to me, yeah, we're going and we're going to reestablish our presence in Papua New Guinea. And we're going to have support people. We're going to have finance people with large families who homeschool. And I'm like thinking, you know, you're describing me, right?
And it wasn't intentional at all.
No, it wasn't intentional. And I was like, I looked at my wife and she looked at me and we were like, are you hearing what I'm hearing? And one thing led to another. And now here I am.
Well, very good. I'm so excited for you. And do you have a time frame when you all might be packing up? And let me back up. Yeah, okay. Will it be just you, or do you have a family?
I did mention my wife, so uh-huh. So there she is. And yes, I have five beautiful children. That's right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we are going to take all of them with us.
That's good.
There was one. It's like maybe I don't know, but I think they're all going to go. So right, four girls and a little boy. He's excited. Well, he's excited about everything, so
sure.
It's not like he knows what's going on.
I remember when talking with both of the pastors serving in Papua New Guinea about moving the family there. And one of them mentioned that the boys were excited about, you know, going on an adventure.
Oh, yeah. Boy, yeah. Boys are great. You know, and the girls, they're very excited. They're excited because they already have friends in Papua New Guinea.
Sure.
And that's, again, the mission support board took that into account and knew that there would already be kind of a, not a tight group or a clique, but people who know each other that can support each other. Mm-hmm. It helps the families.
Yeah. Well, very good. I'm so grateful that you were able to carve out some time for us. I know that missionary orientation is pretty busy, pretty tight. You made the trip over early this morning before everything got started with orientation, just so we could have some time to talk with you, and I really appreciate it. And so excited for you as you're preparing to go out. Any idea when you might be heading? Did you say that already?
No idea. I mean, there's like a lot of technical things like visas, sure, passports, all that stuff. The process for my situation specifically could take, you know, 6 to 9 months, possibly even up to a year. So I will be around. I'll be doing what I have to do to prepare myself to go.
Very good. Well, I encourage you folks to go check it out. Find out more about our missionaries on lcms.org. You can find out more about them, and there's even information about the new missionary orientation right on the homepage today. Go check it out and find out more about what's going on with our missionaries in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Michael Rissman, thanks so much for being our guest here on His Time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
God's blessings to you and your family as you pack up in the next year and prepare to go to Papua New Guinea. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to check in with Kristen Newsell, nutrition educator from the St. Louis District Dairy Council, right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.